A group of Muslim men had been in Wa for several days, putting voodoo curses on the Jaggers' home. When Keith and Debbie went to bed that night, they had no idea that five men were coming to kill them. Good morning and welcome to today's devotion. Many Christians have wisely turned to Psalm 91 for comfort and protection during this crisis. For today's devotion, I will read Psalm 91 and then share how Debbie and Keith Jaggers, a missionary couple to the village of Wa in northern Ghana, experienced miraculous protection and deliverance from fear as described in this beloved psalm. Psalm 91, safety of abiding in the presence of God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Next, I want to relay a testimony by the missionary couple I mentioned earlier. I want to quickly qualify that Muslim extremists are mentioned in this story, and that I believe one of the greatest harvests of the end time is among people of the Muslim faith. Many Muslims are peaceful and loving people. They just need a revelation of Jesus Christ. And may that revelation be seen through us as we love them to Christ. Okay, without further delay, on to the story where you're dying to see what happens. Debbie and Keith spent 6 years as missionaries in southern Ghana before moving to Wa in August 2001. Many in this predominantly Muslim community practiced black magic. The Jaggers saw Wa as a small Christian community in need of training, so they settled in quickly. Keith Jaggers says, "I was spat upon on the main street of town. I was a Christian, but I was an American. After September 11th, the people, instead of just watching as we go by, they would stop and stare. We could feel their anger toward us. The tensions increased, and 2 watchmen were hired to guard the Jaggers' home. Then on October 4th, 2 strange things happened. As Keith was fixing a screen door in their home, a nail flew out of the door and grazed his face, nearly hitting his eye. Later that day, Debbie was working in the kitchen when a heavy shelf firmly secured to the wall gave way. Debbie recalls, "It came flying off the wall and hit me on the head. It spun me around and I hit the floor, and when I got up, my head hurt so badly that I put my hand on my head and there was blood. I had to have stitches." The local doctor treated Debbie and asked her if the injury was an accident. She thought he was implying that Keith struck her, but he knew something that the Jaggers didn't. A group of Muslim men had been in Wa for several days putting voodoo curses on the Jaggers' home. When Keith and Debbie went to bed that night, they had no idea that five men were on their way to kill them. At 1:45, we heard this banging on the window and screaming. The guard screamed, "Armed robbers are coming! Armed robbers are coming!" "I could see two men running across our yard with hoods on," Debbie says. Keith adds, "They had come over in a military-style attack. They were not sneaking around." Keith and Debbie heard the hooded men beating one of their watchmen. "So I went back into the bedroom to call the police," Shannon says, "but it was dead." Keith recalls, "It was a little bit like watching a movie. Like there was a sense of disbelief. Like this couldn't be happening. Was this the end of the road for us? We both knew that we were going to die just in the way that they were coming," Debbie says. "They were coming through the door with a battering ram. Everything was so intense. We knew that there was a purpose for them coming, and we really believed that we would die. We immediately just started to pray God's protection on ourselves, on our property. Just pray," Keith says. "It's all we could think to do. Just pray." Once inside, the intruders went from room to room, yelling and ransacking the house. Debbie and Keith hid in the bathroom shower stall. They were so overcome by fear, they could hear each other's heartbeat. Debbie continues, "Then they got to us in the bathroom. He pushed the handle down and opened it very slowly and then started to shut it. I thought they were not going to find us. Then he stopped and reached around and looked behind the door. He said, 'There they are,' in English. Just before that, we'd been praying. I was praying and I just knew that that was it. The Lord said to me, 'Debbie, Psalm 91. You have been with me in that secret place. Now you just stand in my shadow.'" The man ordered Keith and Debbie into the hallway. Keith said, "We stepped out of that bathroom and into the hall, and we stepped into the presence of Almighty God. The power and the glory of God fell so strong, you could feel the walls rattling. I couldn't stand up." Keith had to literally hold Debbie up at one point. It was not from fear, because fear was gone. Debbie recalled, "I liked it one time when Keith had said, 'It wasn't the courage we had in that moment. It was the absence of fear. In the presence of the Lord, there was no fear.'" The men demanded money. Keith had a $100 bill. He handed it over and said, "In the name of Jesus." I noticed instantly at that moment that he said, "In Jesus' name," that both their heads, I mean, it was in sync. It was simultaneously. The power of God was so strong that they backed up from us. And they were the ones who had guns. The five men went into the living room as Keith and Debbie stayed in the bedroom. The Jaggers waited an hour expecting the terror to continue, but nothing happened. Keith and Debbie heard the men leave the house and drive off in the car, and they never returned. Psalm 91 became a part of our lives. It became a part of our personality, Keith said. It's just part of who we are. "Because he loves me," says the Lord, "I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." That's what keeps us going. I pray that just as this missionary family found comfort in Psalm 91, deliverance from fear, protection in the face of grave danger. I pray that you likewise, as you claim Psalm 91, will find the deliverance from any fear you're facing today. And certainly if there's any grave danger, if you're perhaps battling the coronavirus or you're battling some other kind of life-threatening disease, or you are near death in a car accident or something of that nature, that you too will experience the delivering power of Almighty God as you claim Psalm 91. When we spend time with Him in secret, when we enter our prayer closets and pray, when we open the Word of God when no one else is around and we just read it and we thank God for it, we do those things in secret, we will be able to abide in His shadow in the time of danger. I pray that you will feel the presence of God as I have felt it reading this devotion. The presence of God will be upon you and with you wherever you find yourself today. That you will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That you will feel the power of the Holy Spirit with peace and joy. That His perfect love will cast out all fear in your life today. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I pray that upon you today, knowing fully that God will bring it to pass, I rejoice in what God is doing in your life, in my life, in our lives. I rejoice in what God is accomplishing during this crisis and what He has in store for His church in the days to come. God bless you today in Jesus' name.